This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
From the National Association of Home Builders this morning came their regular housing market index, which for the eighth straight month showed a decline in home builders' confidence, which stands to reason, right? Rising interest rates and hence higher mortgage rates and higher construction costs as well, all of which we have talked about. But hold on just a second here, because single family is but a part of the housing market. You know, an apartment building is kind of booming. More than 800,000 apartment units are figured to be under construction this year, which is a 40-year high, by the way. And that has got to mean the rent won't be too damn high forever, right? Marketplace's Matt Levin has this one.
Part of the reason developers are still building apartments? Well, there's a glut of renters who would be homeowners if a down payment in 2022 didn't require a winning Powerball ticket. Rob Dietz is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders.
And so there's a large number of households who need a place to live who are remaining longer or seeking out the rental housing market.
That renter backlog means higher demand, higher rents, and higher returns on investment in new apartment projects. And those projects are mostly located in the places everyone seemed to move to at the peak of the pandemic, says Caitlin Shagrew-Walter with the National Multifamily Housing Council.
So Texas has a lot of new construction, other areas of the Southeast as well.
Think the suburbs of Dallas and Atlanta, and less so downtown San Francisco. But getting those apartments on the market isn't so easy. It's taking forever to find the labor and materials to finish them. Emily Hamilton researches housing at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University.
Supply chain issues, as well as the rising costs of inputs to multifamily housing, are causing multifamily buildings to be under construction for a longer time period.
And the longer and more expensive it is to build new apartments, the higher the monthly rent will go. Nationally, rents are up 12% from 2021, according to Apartment List. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.